Hello, it's Josh.
Dude, you don't have to say that every time you answer the phone. You could just be like, hi, and then I'll be like, hey, what's up? Or you can do whatever. You're so weird.
It's getting very instructive.
This is not, we don't have a podcast. We just have a conversation. You're just randomly saying hello, it's Josh, every time I call?
I'm confirming. You said do whatever.
Yeah, are you driving right now?
Hold on, let me see if you can tell.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Can you hear the beeping?
Did you put your headphones in?
I took my headphones out.
No, put your headphones in.
Put them back in?
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay. You know, I'm just a couple minutes from my house.
Okay, put your headphones in.
Listen, you said I can do whatever I want, so I can do whatever I want, and it's my life.
Yeah.
I want to answer the phone and confirm it's you. Hello, Josh?
Okay, great. That sounds good. That's a really good plan.
Who did
that? What? Are you... Hello?
This is 2 days in a row now that you've called me very tense. just a ball of, a bundle of nerves.
Okay, here's why.
I don't know how to help you.
I have 4 days. I was supposed to close on my house on Friday.
Oh.
I was supposed to then get the keys Saturday. Then I was supposed to move from my apartment on Sunday. Monday is the last day I'm allowed to be in my apartment. Tuesday, I don't live in this apartment anymore. So this is all supposed to happen, and I haven't even got a confirmation from the bank yet that they're willing to go off on this loan.
I see.
So, like, I just got off the phone with my real estate agent. She's like, well, now we're looking at closing on Monday. And I'm like, that sucks. She goes, and I asked the sellers, could they give you some keys on Sunday if you close on Monday? And the seller said no. The sellers are just being extra dickish about everything. It's no, I'll be somewhere. I can sleep in my apartment on Monday. I can sleep in the house on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So, like, Sunday to Monday night, and then Monday to Tuesday night, I can be in my house. So I'll have places to be. It's just the moving, the packing. Do you have your headphones in?
I do.
God, that thing. You're almost home. So you can get home and stop and park in your driveway, turn your car off, and then still talk to me for, like, 5 minutes.
I could, but Kai runs out and greets me.
Does he? He sees your car. Okay, can you park on the street before pulling in your driveway then?
No, because Beth tracks me on Find My Friends, so they know that I'm pulling
really?
Up.
Really? Okay, well then just park. Then park on the street for like 5 minutes.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
I did.
Anxiously looking at the map on my phone for where Daddy's coming.
Oh my gosh.
Daddy.
That's great. I'm so happy for you that you have that kind of life.
This is a good talk, though.
No, it's not.
What?
What? How is this a good talk? I want to tell you.
You're very glass half empty.
I wanted to tell you this awesome story, but.
Well, you kind of used all the time.
I just got off. I was on the phone. I left work at 5, and I just got off the phone like 10 seconds ago. This is the most. This is as soon as I could possibly call you.
You need to free up your schedule. Life is not all just work, 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 John.
You still there?
Sorry, I muted myself. But I feel like I've helped you in this conversation.
Hey,
so there's some good out of it.
Here's
I feel
some
like
numbers.
You're a better person.
Here's some numbers
Go ahead.
For you. Past, present, future, episode 2. Past, present, future 2. Go to the 6 minute. And 6 minute and 12 second mark.
All right.
6:12. Got that?
Yeah, I guess so. And what?
Okay.
What is it?
Huh? And then go to the 17 minute.
I'm not going to remember all this.
I'm going to have to send it to you in a text, aren't I?
Okay, yeah, what am I listening for? Is this going to be something I'm not happy about?
Yeah, well, no, you're going to be ecstatic about it. It is...
Ecstatic is not a word. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is too. You're going to be ecstatic. It is a clue to the true identity of Zardinia.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, I do know.
Shut up, dude.
No, I mean, it's a clue. I'm not saying it's the answer, but it's definitely a clue. I'm going to send you the numbers, and I'll send you the episode name, but it's definitely a clue.
All right.
And
hi, guys.
Most people missed it.
Okay. Is this one of those things where you think you figured out some great thing or started some great thing, but really it's just your...
No, I figured it out.
Ego kind of stroking itself.
Not at all. I totally figured it out. Are you saying hi to Kai, or are you petting your dog?
Kai is looking at me from across the room.
Well, he didn't run out to your car. You could have been sitting in your car right now.
Oh, you good boy. Go.
You said he ran out to your car.
I'm coming, buddy. He does most of the time.
Well, so today, you could have sat in the car. So you could have sat in your car.
Children aren't machines, Josh.
So you could have sat in your car. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Yeah, he didn't run out to your car. You could have sat in your car.
Okay, this is a really good talk, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, why do you always say that when you feel like it's not a good talk?
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Okay, I gotta go, man.
I'll talk to you soon.